Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Parakei Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins. Macha le'es asada. Let's say, for example, Reuven sells his field to Shimon, v'nasan lo, and then Shimon gives Reuven miktzas damin, part of the actual payment towards the purchase. V'amar lo, and Reuven says to Shimon, emos ha'shatir tzahave mois, whenever you want, you can pay the remainder of the money that you still owe me. V'tala shalach, and then take the field. Says the Mishnah Aser, it's prohibited to do this. Why? So the Gemara explains over here that we're talking about a situation where Reuven said to Shimon, when you bring me the rest of the money, then you will acquire the field me'achshav, from now. That means retroactively. As soon as you pay me retroactively, the field will be considered yours. So that's why it's prohibited to do this, because neither of them is permitted to eat anything that grows in the field, the peiros, the fruits, during the interim. Why? Because the seller, Reuven, can't do it, because maybe Shimon will bring the rest of the money, and then the field will become his, and then comes out that the seller was eating peiros in the because he was, you know, the buyer was had a longer period of time, had an extended period of time to pay. That's called hamtanas mais, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. You're getting paid for the privilege of giving the fellow that he can pay the money at a later date. Similarly, the lekeach, the purchaser, is also prohibited for eating the fruit, because maybe he'll never end up giving the money, and if so, the sale will never end up taking place. So it comes out that he ate fruit for paying part of the money, just that, you know, the part of the sale that he actually paid the seller, and then the money that's there is really just a loan. Therefore, what do? In this situation, we take the fruit and we give it to a third party until we figure out who the field owes to. That means until he pays it. And then the halacha is in that situation that they can divide and figure out whoever the fruit belongs to. The Mishnah continues, Hilvo Asadeh. Let's say Reuven lent Shimon a substantial amount of money, and Shimon gave Reuven his field as a collateral. Va'amalai. And the lender Reuven says to Shimon, the borrower, Emiatanoisin li mikan vachalishanim, if you don't pay back the loan within 3 years, harehi sheli, the field that I got from you as a collateral, I get to keep it. And it comes out that Shimon does not give back the money the way that he was supposed to. Says the Mishnah, harehi sheloi, it becomes his. The Gemara explains that we're talking about a situation where Shimon, the borrower, said to Reuven, the lender, I want buy my field. I'm sorry, you could acquire my field already from now, me'achshav, as we saw in the first case in the Mishnah, if I don't give you back the loan within 3 years. Therefore, the halacha is that it becomes his, because since at the time of the loan, there was a real kinyan, there was a real act of acquisition, the halacha becomes his. However, the fruit that which the field grows, that has to be placed in the hands of a third party. If Shimon gives back the actual money for the loan itself, then the third party gives the fruit, that which accrued, to Shimon. And if not, then the fruit goes to Reuven, because we say that it was considered his field already from the moment of the loan. The Mishnah concludes, V'kachaya Baisis ben Zayin oisapi chachamim, and this is what Baisis, the son of Zayin, would do with the approval of the chachamim. He would lend money for a field. He would tell them that the field is a collateral, and then he would wait until the time of payment. If the fellow did not repay the loan, then the field would be his from the time of the actual loan itself. Now, even though this does appear a little bit that as if the lender is selling the field to the borrower for the hana, for the benefit of having the loan, nevertheless, the Chacham were not concerned that this resembles ribis or resembles interest too much, and the halacha is that it's permissible, and that's why Baisis conducted himself in this way. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming Shabbos.